Next item on the agenda is item number 12, public hearing pertaining to 4 BAC 20-25210 pertaining to striped bass. Mr. Aspinwall, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, Commission members. At this time, I'd like to hand out public comment. So this is a public hearing, a proposal to amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-252-10 pertaining to the taking of striped bass to establish a 2020 striped bass commercial quota for the Chesapeake Bay and coastal areas and to modify the dates associated with the 28-inch commercial maximum size limit in the Chesapeake Bay area, which are presently March 26th through June 15th. So last month, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission Striped Bass Management Board met to make decisions on draft addendum 6. Ultimately, they chose an equal reduction, which meant an 18% reduction for the recreational fishery and 18% reduction for the commercial fishery. Sub options under that for the Chesapeake Bay include a one fish possession limit at 18-inch minimum size limit. Along the coast, possession limits would remain the same at one fish. However, they put a 35-inch maximum size limit, so it's a 28 to 35-inch slot limit. And again, for the commercial fishery, that would be an 18% reduction in quota. And on top of this, conservation equivalency was there if the state wanted to deviate from any of the options that were chosen by the board. But they would have to prove that measures put in place would ultimately result in 18% reduction in total removals, which is harvest and discards from the 2017 year. They also approved the use of mandatory circle hooks for 2021, just to give industry time, like bait and tackle shops time to make adjustments for that year. So earlier this year, the commission lowered the recreational bag limit to one fish per angler with a 36-inch recreational maximum size limit, and that resulted in a 23.35% reduction in recreational removals. And so to achieve an 18% reduction in overall removals, and that is recreational and commercial combined, the commercial fishery would need to reduce the numbers of fish by 9.37%. And so to go from numbers to pounds for the commercial fishery, we use average weights from the Chesapeake Bay and the coast to make adjustments to the commercial quota. And so the table in front of you, I want you to first focus on the Chesapeake Bay. So this number, 12,608 fish, this is a 9.37% times the 2017 commercial Chesapeake Bay removals. We use the average weight harvested commercially from Chesapeake Bay, which is about 6.47, to this number to get 81,604 pounds. We subtract that from the baseline quota that's been in place since 2015 for the Bay, and we get a revised quota, 983,393 pounds, which is a reduction from the previous year's quota by 7.66%. We use the same method for the coast. We apply 9.37% time to coastal removals, using the average weight from the coast is much larger, 17.73 pounds. We subtract that from your baseline quota, and we get a revised coastal quota of 125,034 pounds, which is a 9.81% reduction. The difference in the reduction percentages are based on that difference in average weights. And so the reduction in the recreational fishery going down from two fish to one fish, also the 36-inch recreational maximum size limit results in a 23.35% reduction. That, in addition to the commercial reductions that are taking place, will result in an overall 18% reduction in removals, meeting the requirements of our conservation equivalency proposal. And so this is just an overview of the performance of our recreational and commercial fishery in 2017. So our recreational fishery represents about 61% of all removals. Again, that's harvest and dead discards in Virginia's fishery. Commercial is lower, 38.27%. Total removals, about 373,000. This is our target in blue. That's an 18% reduction in removals. The table below shows what the projected removals would be from going from two fish to one fish with 36-inch recreational maximum size limit, and proposed reductions to the commercial quota, that will achieve the target. When we look at those percentages, they're very similar. Again, recreational is higher than commercial, but staff feels that these are still very equitable moving forward. On the other hand, we will be proposing an extension to the commercial maximum size limit season. So right now, the maximum size limit is 28 inches commercially in the bay from March 26th to June 15th. And that is in place to protect the spawning age females as they're moving out of the Chesapeake Bay. Historically, we've had a longer season by about 2 weeks. So that started on March 15th. So staff is going to be proposing extending that season just to create a larger window for the spawning stock as they're leaving, not necessarily to reduce the harvest of fish, but to curb that harvest away from the stock that we know has been overfished for at least 5 years. And so staff is proposing changes to regulation section 140. This is on page 17 of your evaluation packet. To change the commercial maximum size limit season start date from March 26th to March 15th. In section 150, which is also on page 17 of your evaluation packet, to lower the Chesapeake Bay commercial quota to 983,393 pounds. In section 150B, to lower the coastal commercial quota to 125,034 pounds. And we did have a Finfish Management Advisory Committee on November 14th. Initially, there were some concerns about the unequal reductions, about the recreational sector making 23% reduction, the commercial making a 9.37% reduction. But on the other hand, it was also brought up that recreationally, cuts that have been done in the past did not necessarily meet the reduction that they were supposed to. So if we take a look at this figure, this is just a commercial history, specifically addendum 4 that went in place in 2015. So the blue columns represent the Chesapeake Bay harvest in pounds, and they correspond to the primary y-axis, which is harvest in pounds here. In 2015, we were making a 20.5% cut from 2012 levels. They made a 27% cut in harvest in pounds. The coastal was supposed to make a 25% cut from 2013 quotas. They made a 24% cut. So when commercial fishery had to make a cut, the cuts were shown. They were there. When we look at the recreational history in Denham 5, we went from an 18-inch minimum size limit prior to 2015 to a 20-inch minimum size, so up 2 inches. We were supposed to make a 20.5% cut, but there are other unforeseen impacts, you know, strong year classes coming through, additional effort that you can't necessarily predict. Instead of making 20.5% cut, they made a 58% increase in harvest, and this is specific to Virginia. Coastal, we really can't make that comparison because in 2014-15, coastal harvest was zero. We really haven't had much of a coastal fishery since about 2014. There was a motion by FMAC to approve staff recommendation. We have received public comment, 5 letters in favor of equal reductions for both sectors, 1 in favor of proportional reductions between sectors, and we had 323 form letters in support of equal reductions. And so staff is recommending that the commission approve amendments to Chapter 4, BAC 20-252-10, pertaining to the taking of striped bass to establish the 2020 striped bass commercial quota for the Chesapeake Bay area as 983,393 pounds, and the coastal area commercial quota is 125,034 pounds. In addition, modify the dates associated with the 28-inch commercial maximum size limit in the Chesapeake Bay area is March 15th through June 15th. And I'd be happy to take any questions at this time.
Thank you, Alex. Any questions by members of the commission? Mr. Ballard?
when you were talking about the recreational sector not achieving the targeted cut, I think 2015 where it went up. Do you know what the decrease from the time period when that was supposed to have happened, I guess, off 2014 to 2018 is? Looks like it's slightly above 100,000 pounds to 500,000 pounds.
Right. No, that's a great. No, that's an excellent point. So we were supposed to make a 25% cut relative to 2014 and 2015. They went up 58%. And you see a decline in the harvest over time. At the time, Addendum 4 was specific only to 2015. But the decline in harvest, and you may remember that figure that I showed before that showed Virginia harvest and effort over time. But what was more important is the decline in CPUE, or harvest per trip, which is often used as an index of abundance. So these declines in harvest may be a result of lower effort, but it also may be a result of the population declining.
Mr. Ballard, comment?
I guess as a follow-up, I was just curious when we relate that to equal reductions and that concept, that it seemed to me like part of the concept of only doing a 9% reduction in commercial was that they had already taken reductions. And while it seems to me the recreational harvest didn't, in that 1 year of 2015, the targeted reduction didn't work, but it has probably reduced percentage-wise equally, if not more, than the commercial sector since that time period, whether targeted or by our effort or not.
Right. At the time, Addendum 4, again, was just for the 2015, but you're right, it is declining, but, you know, there may be other reasons besides, you know, lower effort. Maybe it's population declining. The recreational sector, from what we've seen, there's a pretty high degree of uncertainty.
Well, I was going to ask a follow-up as far as the year classes. The year class that would come through there toward the end, I mean, do we have lower year classes?
So,
I think that's also something to...
Right, something very important to consider. So the 2015, one of the main reasons that recreational harvest went higher than expected was the strong, the well above average 11-year class. And so that fishery became very vulnerable. A lot of those were due to live releases. We have an above average 14 and 15 year class coming through. It's one of the larger year classes that we've seen, and it's going to be very important to protect those fish as they push through.
What year class would that be coming through now, we're talking about?
Well, 14 to 15 would be 4 or 5 years of age. It'd be right around that.
Going back to the decline area, or between 2015, 2016, maybe in that valley, we could have had a reduced year class as well due to a number of different things that mm-hmm. we're not certain about as well, correct?
That's correct. No, you're correct. Yeah, before that, the decline, there were a lot of average, well below average before 2011, and the 2011 came through, everyone's like, yes, this is great, we really needed this. And then since then, we've had some really above year classes, and so we're trying to do what we can to make sure that they push through the fishery.
Didn't mean to interrupt, but it was on my mind if I lose it. Chris, Ms. Everett, did you have a question, please?
Just to better clarify, staff's recommending proportional cuts. With what exact percentages in terms of these, not the 2019 percentage reduction, but what exactly makes up the, you know, these new cuts for 20?
Let me go back.
Forward for the 18%.
So staff will be proposing a 7.66% reduction in quota for the Bay and a 9.81% reduction in coastal quota for the coast, which overall is a overall in numbers of fish, because this addendum is all about removing numbers of fish, it's a 9.37% reduction in numbers of fish. If you want to compare apples to apples, the numbers of fish from the recreational sector to numbers in the coast. I mean, to the rep, yeah.
23% for recreational. Okay.
Further questions of Alex? Mr. Tankard?
Yeah, so could you go back and tell me that you have the average weight?
Right here.
Yeah.
It's at the bottom, right here.
How did you come up with this? I very seldom see fish that I think look like that small fish on the docks.
Right. So it is the sum of commercially landed fish from the Chesapeake Bay in pounds, divided by the number of tags that are reported to us, or the numbers of fish that are reported. So dividing the number of pounds by the number of fish will give you an average weight.
And Mr. Tankard, and I think Mr. Franz can confirm, to your point, geography has a lot to do with the size fish you see on the dock.
It does. I mean, the farther you get up the bay and the farther you get up the rivers like the Potomac and on up the Rapids.
Or over
and
here,
stuff.
James and
James and York also. But you get up these rivers and the fish are noticeably smaller.
Closer to that salt water, closer to the ocean, the bigger they get, whether you're on the coast or whether you're not.
Okay.
Further questions? Mr. Ballard?
I guess maybe if you can help me rationalize this or understand, but I'm a little hung up on the recreational versus commercial, and I hate to go into that, but I feel like last month we had a contentious meeting, or maybe it was two or three meetings ago, but and we've cut the recreational sector 23.5%, and then it seems like we're saying, okay, well, that was above the 18%, so we only need to cut the commercial 9%.
Right.
When I see, look at the long-term graphs over the last 5 years, it looks like the recreational harvest has decreased more than the commercial harvest over 5 years.
Right. I think it's important that, from draft addendum 6, we have a reference year, and that's 2017. So the analysis used 1 year. If you would actually go back 4 or 5 years, going from a 2 fish to a 1 fish possession limit doesn't necessarily mean a 23% reduction. It can be as low as 17% or as high as 24%. It just so happens that the reference year is what's being used in the analysis, which is important to have a constant coastwide. So it can vary. It can vary, and from what we've seen historically, it may not end up being a 23%. What we did was, I feel, is a real cut. Going from 2 to 1, I expect to have some savings in the fishery.
Further questions? Thank you, Alex. We may have some more.
Okay.
Is that all you have?
That's all I have.
Okay, thanks. This is a public hearing. Who wishes to be heard in the public? Okay, we were going to put a timer on, however, it doesn't seem like it's that group any, and there are very learned individuals this subject. Please just don't create a filibuster. That's all I ask. Mr. Powers, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
Sir.
Commissioners, it's good to be here again. I haven't come up and talked to you guys probably in 2 or 3 years.
Where you been?
Working. Day shift. So I was one of the 2 no votes in the Fin Fish Committee for the commercial reduction as proposed by staff. You did a reduction 3 months ago in the recreational fishery, and there are a lot of recreational fishermen that were really grumpy about that. I was actually on the contrary to that, and it was because it needed to be done. So many times, Fin Fish Committee, staff, this commission, you get a mandate for a cut from ASMFC, and we do everything we can to catch every single fish to get right up to the very limit of what they'll let us do. And in October and September, when you did those cuts, you did the right thing. Now, I know recreational fishermen that would like to see the fishery shut down for 3 years all across this, up and down the coast just to let these fish recover. But I was really pleased to see that, and now staff is asking you to go back to this mode of catch every fish we can on the commercial sector. When you did that cut, there'll be commercial fishermen that say it cost us money for if you cut the 18%. You fundamentally shut down a lot of the charter industry because nobody wants to go out and catch one fish, especially when the maximum size is 35 inches. That 35 inch or 36, whichever it is, 36 inch fish is the big draw for the Eastern Shore for those guys. So it did hurt the recreational sector. So staff has recommended this minimum reduction. Effectively, that's going to be transferring quota or fish from the recreational sector to the commercial sector. We'll never get those fish back in the recreational sector. Once it gets done, then ASMFC is going to say, oh, your reductions are based on what you did in 2009 or 2020. So it's just, and that's another reason that I think it's a bad idea. Some people talk about bycatch is a big problem with this. And in Virginia, the recreational fishery, there is a substantial bycatch. It's not anywhere near what it is in the recreational fishery in the Northeast. For instance, Massachusetts historically has been a 10-to-1 dead bycatch to kept fish. Virginia, it generally is a 1-to-1 ratio. The commercial fishery, the bycatch they count is only for the directed striped bass fishery. They don't count, for instance, the white perch fishery, which I've had reports of 7-to-1, 10-to-1 dead striped bass to dead perch because they share the same waters, and the striped bass the commercial fishermen catch are not allowed to be kept, or the purse seine fishery, which will go and set their nets on feeding striped bass on Menhaden. Lastly, 2018, there were 100,000 pounds of recreational fish kept, and I imagine there was another 100,000 pounds of dead bycatch. And now you're talking about 900,000 pounds for the commercial fishery, and as what their new target will be, and you're again taking the fish from the recreational fishery. I really feel strongly that the commission should do the right conservation-minded thing, like they did in September and October, and at least take the 18% cut for the commercial fishery. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Who's next? Ernie hadn't changed at all. He's going to be last.
I'm trying.
He's trying. State your name for the record, please, sir.
John Satterley, Virginia Saltwater Sports Fishing Association and a charter boat operator.
Good to have you here, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. I know that you received a flood of emails from VSSA that pretty much all stated that we expected this board to follow what ASMFC had put forward. At the meeting there, it was nearly an hour, maybe a little bit longer than an hour discussion between option 2 and option 3. Option 3 giving the split on quotas between recreational and commercial. And that committee, I believe it was unanimously, voted to have the equal reduction. I feel for the commercial guys who have had their quotas devalued, if you will, but we in the charter boat side are feeling the same thing. Last year at this time, every available day that I could work, I was booked. This year I have one trip booked for all of striper season. I've had other captains tell me they've had up to 15 or 20 charters cancel, because I'm not going to pay $800 to go on a boat and only be able to keep one of the fish that I catch, and it can't be any bigger than 36 inches. And it's definitely, we're feeling the crunch from that, but that's part of doing business and working on the water. And if we're going to reduce on the one side, I really think the right thing to do is do what ASMFC has asked and have an equal reduction across the board. And I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Of course.
Mr. Bowden.
Ernest Bowden, Eastern Shore Working Watermen's Association. There's not many times in fisheries management that you actually have a smoking gun that's causing a problem. Most time it's a multitude of smaller problems and things, but clearly science points to the problem is recreational take, but mostly released mortality. Commercial immediately got a 25% reduction from the 2014. If you look at the performance that he put up for recreational in Virginia in 2015, instead of the recreational going down 25%, it actually increased 59%. It wasn't until 2018 that they had any kind of a substantial reduction at all. And, you know, we paid our 25% for 5 years. if the commercial sector had increased 59% that year, the following year we would have had no fishery whatsoever. We would have been forced to pay back the overages and the fishery would have been closed. We really, you know, to address this problem, there needs to be something done about the discord mortality. They are working towards it with the circle hook. That will be some, but basically we have so much discord mortality during closed seasons that we're going to have some kind of non-targeting thing, and it's really not a Virginia problem. It's a coastal problem, and mostly in New England. But far as the commercial side is concerned, you know, all along we've made our 25% reduction. The recreational never has until last year. There's been no penalties on that side, even though it's mandated in the Code of Virginia that you can't discriminate between user groups. They've never had to pay back an overage. And I can understand a lot of that because it's not hard numbers like a quota that's tracked on the commercial side is a hard number. You know exactly what's going on. On the recreational side, there's no limits on people coming in. You could have somebody who never fished in their life could go to a tackle store and get a license and go fishing tomorrow for striped bass. So it's basically hard to do. We're supportive of the staff recommendation. We really think the commercials shouldn't have to suffer anything because they are not part of the problem, but to be willing to cooperate, we would support what the staff is recommending. Thank you very much.
Anyone else? The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard?
I have one question for staff. There was a slide that they showed during the hearings on the recreational reduction where they showed, if my memory serves me right, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, it was since the height of the seasons when we caught many fish both sides, there was a 90% reduction in recreational?
That's correct. The peak of harvest recreationally was around 2002, 2003. And the harvest in 2018 was a 92% reduction from that level. It was actually one of the lowest recreational harvest estimates that we've seen since shortly after the moratorium in the early 90s.
And so, follow-up question.
Yes, sir.
So the commercial reduction in that same period of time was how much?
So the commercial reduction happened in 2015. And so they made a 27% reduction, and the coastal made a 24% reduction in harvest of pounds of fish. So they essentially achieved their reduction that they were asked to do.
I guess I'm kind of trying to get a context of fish being caught. And over time, the recreational folks have seen their catch decrease by 90%.
That's correct.
Yeah. And the commercial guys have seen their catch decrease by how much in the same period of time?
The commercial catch is more variable than the recreational catch date. Their catch seems to be leaned towards more of quota cuts. So they don't always utilize all of their quota, but for the most part, it's usually about 90% or so is utilized.
Right.
Maybe a little higher than that.
But you had a number, I think, the last time. I want to say a third.
A third of their
their catch over that same period of time.
I don't recall what that was, but I can look into it for you.
Okay.
Further questions? Well,
is it my turn?
Sure.
I shouldn't go to work today.
No, you shouldn't have.
All right. So, you know, this concept of the recreational community is not taking cuts. Is something that really needs to be put to rest. Our coastal fishery has taken 100% cut. We had the most awesome wave one fishery that you could imagine. It was July 4th weekend every day out there. We had the biggest, baddest striped bass tournament in the world that had to be moved from January to December because that fishery just went from awesome to gone. And so when it came down to the time where ASMSC finally took some action after we'd been yelling about it and said, oh, we're going to take a 20-something percent cut, the recreational fishery said, so what? You're going to cut us 20? We just, by VMRC's numbers, we've already lost 92% of our fishery. And so the recreational guys have taken their cut. They've lost their fishery. So, you know, that's something that's keep being said. Oh, we've taken our cuts, but you didn't. Yeah, we did. We took it before you did. And so, you know, that's something I'd like to see put to rest. Now, what I'm not interested in is this commercial versus recreational argument. I'm not interested in it. All I want is the rockfish back. Yeah, and so that's really what I want. I think this state, this commission, has done some good steps to do that. With the commercial fishery, I've told a number of you that I'm more interested in protecting the big fish than a quota cut. So the problem is the reductions you've already done to the commercial fishery, making them use a smaller gill mesh size, that matters. That does something. But you can't show that to ASMFC in a number. You know, it doesn't show up as a quota number. So that's why I'm just not that interested in this 18 versus 18 kind of stuff. I'm much more excited about this moving this 28-inch, expanding the 28-inch maximum for commercial, and that's for all gear types. So
that's correct.
Okay, so thus far we've addressed gill nets, but that saves big fish in the commercial industry from all gear types. But it doesn't show up in any as a quota reduction. And so I guess I have a problem with commercial versus recreational because they're different. And I think we're both doing things, and I'm really pleased with what the commercial industry has been willing to do, and I'm looking at Wayne down there and the others, by getting off the big fish and willingness to go that route. And so, you know, I'm just not hung up on this 18 versus 18. Kind of thing. Yeah, I do have a question, staff. All this that you're going to ASMC assumes they believe your numbers, your math. We're planning on getting a recreational big trophy fishery back next year. Now, again, that doesn't seem to make a lot of difference in the math, but will that change this math if we allow one big fish?
Okay. No.
That was the one thing. Let's see, what else did I have noted on here? That was a bonus trip. Oh, ASMFC. I listened to all this, and there was no question that VSSA, did I say that right? You know, they were right. That was the spirit of the motion, was to go 18-18 kind of thing. And then there was a whole lot of argument about having conservation equivalencies for the state. I think Jersey was the one that pounded that a lot, and then, of course, Maryland, too, but kind of deal. But what they came up with, the coastal deal was a slot limit, 28 to 35 inches. We have a 28 to 36 inches.
Correct.
Are we going to need to change that with
the
recreational fishery?
No, that's all part of the part of
that.
So
that won't change your math either. So,
no.
So our 36-inch maximum is okay. And you actually addressed this a bit. This goes before your time. It goes before you were here. Most of our states to the north really manage striped bass mostly as a recreational fish. Some of them, it's the North Chesapeake Bay. The Chesapeake Bay region was managed as a region, the multi-state, multi-jurisdiction, I guess I should say, decided to go a different direction. And I was always told, and I never saw the numbers, that it was basically managed to be 50-50, primarily 50-50 commercial recreational. Am I remembering this wrong? Is that about what it was supposed to be?
Well, it was taking into consideration some other factors as far as who had more of a commercial, who had recreational, what was going on. So it was never, ever quite ultimately 50-50, I don't believe, as far as removals were concerned.
I guess, you know, you were including the dead discards and this kind of thing, but even with what we're doing with, again, I hate this numbers. And I went when Rob was here, and we said the problem is the spawning stock biomass. Let's protect the big fish. But then when ASMC gets the hold of it, they're talking about reducing your fishing mortality and just by reducing numbers of fish, which directly didn't have anything to do with the big fish. And so going, yeah, but you had to do something to match their numbers, kind of thing. But with your proposal, your estimate, I was surprised. When we saw the big reduction in the recreational catch, and the commercial catch has been pretty steady, along, except for their cut, the 20-something percent. that I really expected when you were going to tell me that the 50-50 had been going the other way to commercial. But you had told me at that point that the recreational still dominates the catch in Virginia.
It's recreational does. 60%.
Recreational dominates the catch. And even with all this stuff, recreational still would have over half the catch.
Right. 2017 is 60.
All right, so I made the commercial guys, but tell them to quit talking about the recreational guys' cut, because we took a bigger cut than you have. And I'm going to tick off all the recreational guys saying, I'm okay with the commercial guys. And so, you know, I appreciate what you've done, and I think you're going in the right direction. And I think our goal should be to bring the rockfish back. And I'm not real concerned about this. If we do this, you got to do that, kind of stuff. So that's where I'm at. So I'm not opposed to having a foundation, which makes, you know, most of my recreational buddies mad at me.
That's a tough act to follow. Anyone else? Matters before the commission.
I move that we approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second to the motion?
Second
by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
One nay. Any other business to come before this commission? Seeing none, meeting is adjourned.